Chapter 1. The Invisible Costs of Choosing the Wrong IT Company. Just about everyone can relate on some level to the frustration that can be caused by computer problems. From system crashes, to latency issues, to the printer that just never seems to work right, there is no shortage of reasons why technology can make you want to pull your hair out without a moment's hesitation. These problems present themselves at the consumer level, i.e. home computers used for personal reasons, and at the business level. All technology, no matter how expensive or state-of-the-art, is susceptible to issues, and while most of us can relate to the frustration that these problems cause when they arise, very few business owners ever put a dollar figure on these costs. Why does this occur? Simply put, while it's easy to put a dollar amount to the cost of a new server, network switch, or wireless access point, these are all physical goods with a set purchase and installation price, it's not so easy to put a dollar amount to the soft costs of IT equipment. Primarily, these soft costs include decreased productivity, more hours worked, and time lost trying to figure out these technology headaches when they occur. Of course, that doesn't even take into account abstract costs, such as customer churn that may be directly related to the technology failures that could have been avoided with the proper configuration and maintenance. Statistics that should frighten you. Did you know that the average cost of network downtime per year has increased every year for the last 5 years? From 2010 to 2012, for instance, the cost of downtime per year has increased from $98,000 to $138,000, averaging group, and these numbers continue to increase at an alarming rate. Small and mid-sized businesses are affected the most by these network events. Consider these figures taken from the same Aberdeen Group study. A small business of less than 100 employees experiences, on average, 1.7 downtime events per year. The average length of each event is 2.2 hours, and the cost of this downtime averages $6,900 per hour. That's the equivalent of $25,806 in lost income each year. Mid-sized businesses, 100 to 1,000 employees, are hit even harder. The average mid-sized business will experience 3.5 network downtime events each year. The length of each event is approximately 3.4 hours, and the cost per hour for each event is a whopping $74,000. That equals to close to $900,000 per year in lost revenue stemming from network downtime events that could have been avoided, or at least significantly reduced, with proper network management. Another study, conducted by Gartner, projected that through 2015, 80% of all unplanned IT outages will be caused by people and process issues. In other words, poor IT management, whether intentional or accidental, will cause outages for SMBs that could cost up to $1 million in lost revenue each year. A USA Today survey of 200 data center managers found that over 80% of these managers reported that downtime costs exceeded $50,000 per hour. Even if your business is relatively small, can you really afford the lost revenue associated with even an hour of downtime? For most SMB owners, the answer is a definite no. It's common for a business owner to think, oh, that won't happen to me. But did you know that 20% of SMBs will suffer a major IT disaster resulting in catastrophic loss of critical data every 5 years? Richmond House Group. Over a long enough timeline, that means just about every SMB will suffer catastrophic data failure unless steps are taken to mitigate the risks associated with poor network maintenance and management. And it gets worse, because 93% of all companies, large and small, that lost their data centers for 10 days or more due to an IT disaster filed for bankruptcy within 1 year. Of those, 50% filed for bankruptcy immediately following the disaster. Here's an example of a company who narrowly missed going bankrupt following a severe network outage. In September 2010, Virgin Blue's airline check-in and online booking system suffered a catastrophic hardware failure that resulted in an 11-day outage. In total, this outage affected approximately 50,000 passengers in over 400 flights. Estimated financial losses during this outage were around $20 million for Virgin Blue. The only reason the company was able to stay afloat was because Navitaire, the company in charge of the reservation system, compensated Virgin Blue for this lost revenue. Virgin Blue was lucky. But would anyone bail out your business if it suffered a similar fate? For most SMBs, there is no bailout when network technology fails. You lose revenue, customers, and market share overnight. In many cases, the business cannot survive these serious events. And the sad thing is that most of these catastrophic IT failures could have been avoided with regular maintenance performed by a competent IT consultant. And if the thought of a hardware or software failure bringing your business to its knees isn't enough, also consider the ever-increasing threat of hackers to your business technology assets. According to a Gartner Group study, cybercriminals have stolen an average of $900 from each of 3 million Americans in the past year. Can your business afford to hemorrhage money due to poor network security? Not to mention the effect that cybercrime could have on your customers? Just last year, the payment information for over 40 million target customers was compromised due to a simple oversight within the IT department that allowed hackers to install malware on a point-of-sale terminal. Keep in mind that Target has a large in-house IT department, and it even wasn't able to stop this breach. How easy do you think it would be for hackers to access a network not currently supported by a professional IT staff? Not hard at all, would be an understatement. How much does bad advice actually cost your business? The statistics above are meant to highlight some of the costs associated with improperly managed networks. But there is another cost that SMB owners need to be aware of. That is the cost of bad advice. Usually, bad advice stems from an inexperienced IT consultant who recommends products, services, or projects that are either unnecessary or incorrect for your business. Inexperienced consultants may not take into consideration the hidden costs of a project he or she is recommending, or they may underestimate the actual time and money it will take to complete the project. Whatever the reason for the bad advice, the result is always the same. Your project costs a lot more, it's not finished on time, it may even require the hiring of a more professional consultant to finish the project, costing even more time and money. Consider the following examples of how bad advice can adversely affect your business. Paying for hardware, software, or random projects that do not reflect the scope and mission of your business. Let's say an incompetent IT consultant recommends you upgrade a server because they think this hardware upgrade will improve both speed and network capacity. While these things may be true, is there actually anything wrong with the hardware that the consultant is recommending to be replaced? How much does this new server cost? How long will it take to install and configure? And most importantly, what could this money have been spent on that might actually better reflect your business? Maybe a new customer relationship management, CRM, solution, or a data backup system. If a consultant doesn't understand what your business goals are, how can they make sound recommendations for improvement? They can't. Inflated labor costs due to inexperience. Your incompetent consultant provides a quote for a new project. Everything seems good, and the return on investment, ROI, makes sense based on the information you're receiving from the consultant, so you greenlight the project. The problems begin to manifest quickly because the consultant is in over his or her head. Suddenly, a project that should have taken one day has turned into a week-long endeavor, and the consultant continues to charge you for this additional time. Not only is your business affected by the downtime created by this delay, but you end up paying a lot more than the original quote. The ROI doesn't make sense anymore, but you're so far into this project that you suck it up and chalk up the lost revenue as a lesson learned. That is, of course, until it happens again. Downtime, security breaches, and data loss. Your consultant's inexperience means that he or she often overlooks regular maintenance requirements or simply doesn't have the time and/or knowledge to spot potential problems before they occur. When a problem does occur, inexperience means that the problem takes longer to fix than it should have, and in some cases, can even result in catastrophic data loss. Remember the statistics from the beginning of this chapter? Now you're losing revenue because your consultant didn't fix potential issues before they became actual problems. Paying to have another consultant fix a mess. A project isn't getting finished on time, or at all, and it becomes clear to you that it's a direct result of the consultant's incompetence. In an attempt to mitigate further costs and wasted time, you are forced to hire another consultant to finish the job. While the new consultant may fix the problem quickly, now you're stuck with invoices from two separate companies. In other words, you just paid double what you should have because you hired the wrong consultant in the first place. Possible litigation costs. Staying with the same example about having to hire another consultant to finish a job that the first consultant was unable to complete, You're faced with either paying the guy for an incomplete job or going through that long and expensive process of litigation to retrieve compensation for lost time and money. Of course, that's assuming you can even get anything out of the incompetent consultant, because they may not have insurance to cover any damages to your business or the cash on hand to reimburse you. No business owner wants to spend time in a courtroom, but it could happen if you hire the wrong consultant. Frustration stemming from dealing with an unprofessional IT consultant. You will learn more about incompetent IT consultants in the next chapter, but picture for a moment the one-man operation. This guy, or gal, may not have a business license, insurance, or even a storefront you can visit when attempting to track this person down to finish a job that was supposed to be finished last week. If you can't even find the person, how can you expect them to finish the work? Calling doesn't work either, because it's most likely just a cell phone that the consultant may or may not answer. As a business owner, you have little to no recourse in this situation, and a lot of frustration gets added to the time and money you've already wasted. Not a fun situation to be in at all. The problem with bad advice is that it isn't always easy to put a hard dollar amount to these problems. Sometimes it's easy to look at how much you've spent, but other times the soft costs of incompetence are difficult to measure. How much time have you spent tracking down your consultant? What's that worth to your business? Does frustration affect your ability to manage the business? How much revenue do you lose because you made a poor decision as a result of this frustration? No matter how you look at it, inadequate IT support costs your business time and money that could be better spent elsewhere. As a business owner, your best line of defense against poor IT support is education. By understanding how to select a competent consultant, you can avoid all of these issues and focus on growing your business. In Chapter 2, you learn about the various IT support options available, as well as the pros and cons of each choice. Chapter 2, IT Support 101. What are your options? Technology continues to evolve at breakneck speeds, and there are always new security threats that could endanger the integrity of your critical business data. This means that even small networks need constant maintenance from a competent computer technician to remain safe from malware, spam, latency, and data loss, just to name a few. Unfortunately, many SMBs can't afford to hire a full-time IT consultant to manage these aspects of the network, and this is where the problems begin. If you're a business owner who cannot support hiring a full-time IT consultant, you have a few options when it comes to computer and network support. Not doing anything. While this seems like an obviously bad choice to most people, businesses do this all the time. Rather than being proactive, these businesses don't pay attention to the network at all until a problem occurs or something stops working. When something does go wrong, it becomes an instant emergency, and the business owner is left scrambling to find IT support immediately to figure out and fix the problem. Waiting until something bad happens is one of the best ways to ensure network downtime, data loss, and expensive IT support. This reactive approach also results in disruptions to staff productivity, customer service, and sales. The problem with this model is that even if everything seems to work fine, there are numerous network maintenance tasks that should be completed on a regular basis to prevent network problems. Some of these tasks include security patches, operating system updates, virus scans, intrusion detection, spam filtering, spyware detection, and network optimization. If these tasks are not regularly performed, it's only a matter of time before something catastrophic happens to your business technology. This is especially true of businesses relying on specialized software products, wireless networks, and sensitive data. Regular maintenance is required to protect data from hackers and to keep everything running smoothly. DIY support. In an effort to save money, many business owners attempt to perform network maintenance on their own. While this option is certainly better than doing nothing at all, it's impossible for a business owner with no prior IT training to stay ahead of the technology curve while managing to effectively run their business at the same time. In some cases, the business owner may delegate responsibility for managing the network to a tech-savvy employee. The problem with this concept is that this individual was initially hired to do a different job, and it's not feasible for this person to perform both duties efficiently. To make matters worse, the person assigned to network maintenance may know just enough to make things worse, leading to network downtime and excessive spending when experts have to be called in to fix the problem. Some business owners try hiring a friend or relative to work as a part-time network consultant. This isn't a good idea for a couple of reasons. First, just because this friend or relative may know a few things about IT, doesn't mean they're qualified to manage a business network. This could lead to problems in the long term, as this individual fails to address real network issues and only provides a temporary solution to short-term issues. Also, part-time consultants may not be available when needed because of other commitments, such as work or school. If a network outage occurs during a time when this part-timer isn't available, the business suffers. Another issue that we've seen in the past is when unqualified consultants try to take shortcuts in an effort to save money. One customer, for instance, wanted to upgrade parts of an existing network that spanned an entire warehouse, as well as administrative offices. Prior to hiring professional IT support, the business owner was relying on a high school kid to perform network maintenance on a part-time basis. In an effort to save the owner money, this kid installed a pirated version of Windows Server on 5 servers within a network. Not only is this illegal, but these bootleg versions do not receive critical security patches like a properly licensed version does. The network was at risk, and there was a host of problems directly related to the improperly licensed servers. To correct this problem, the company was forced to spend thousands of dollars to properly license all 5 servers before any other work on the network could be completed. Ultimately, the project took longer and cost more than the company anticipated because network maintenance was left up to an amateur, an incompetent high school student. This decision saved the company money in the short term, but cost more in the long run. As a business owner, you also need to ask yourself, how much your time is worth? Whether you delegate network maintenance to an employee or try to keep up with it yourself, how many business-related tasks are you neglecting while spending hours trying to figure out a network issue that a professional could fix in just a few minutes? Doesn't it make sense to leave the network maintenance to professionals while you focus on running your business? Outsourcing to a competent IT professional. This is hands down the best option out of the three. But even this option can often be crowded with incompetent or substandard support if you aren't careful. There are 5 different types of support that fall under this option, and as you will learn, some of these choices are hardly better than the previously mentioned choices. Number 1. Vendor support. This type of support refers to relying on phone, email, or web support from hardware and software manufacturers like Dell, Microsoft, or specialized software manufacturers such as Oracle, Cisco, and Salesforce. This support is usually not free. It isn't proactive, and is usually very limited in scope. Not to mention that if you ever called one of these support lines, you know how frustrating it can be. When you finally get to speak with a real person, it's usually someone based in India who is difficult to understand and has absolutely no clue about your business, your network topology, or how to address all but the most basic of problems. Vendor support is extremely frustrating and is nothing more than a waste of time and money for all but the most basic of problems. And even then, it's hardly worth the trouble. Another problem with vendor support is that these companies won't deal with anything not directly related to its product. Let's say your CRM isn't connecting to the internet properly, and they immediately blame your internet service provider. Now you call the ISP, but they determine that their service is working fine. Turns out that your firewall wasn't properly configured, but you didn't find this out for 2 days because you wasted time calling vendor support before finally contacting an IT professional to diagnose the problem. Had you started with this step, you could have saved 2 days of aggravation and prevented downtime that probably cost your business sales and revenue. Number two, computer support hotlines. While offering a slight improvement over vendor support, these services are not suited for businesses with mission-critical IT infrastructure. Essentially, these services charge a flat fee for 24/7 technical support over the phone. These services may work okay for a home user with a single computer, but they are not capable of diagnosing the often complex problems that can plague a business network. Number three, part-time IT people and new technicians trying to start out on their own. This type of consultant could be a technician who was recently fired from the IT department of another company, lost his or her job due to downsizing, or simply left the job for some other reason. Rather than trying to find another job, this person decides to try starting their own IT support business, targeting SMBs. These people aren't necessarily a bad choice. They are usually willing to work for much less than a professional consulting company, and, in most cases, are well-meaning. In fact, they may do an excellent job supporting your network. That is, of course, until they don't. Keep in mind that most consultants like this are working from home. There is no office. There is no secretary. And since it's usually a one-person operation, what happens when you have a mission-critical IT emergency and your consultant is working on another client's network? Is home sick or is on vacation? Your business suffers because this part-time consultant is unable to rise to the challenge when you need him or her the most. In addition to competent consultants that do not have the manpower to support your network around the clock, you also have to worry about another type of consultant in this category. This is the person who knows just enough about IT to get your business in trouble. This person may know the basics of setting up a new server, but if they don't also know how to secure that server from internal and external threats, update it properly, and create user accounts in a way that protects the integrity of mission-critical business data, this consultant could be causing more harm than good. Unfortunately, due to the lack of regulation governing this industry, this scenario plays out more often than you might think, and if you've ever fallen victim to something like this, you know just how tragic and expensive cleaning up the mess left by someone else like this can be. Guaranteeing quality work is another problem with choosing a part-time IT consultant to manage your network. These people usually do not have professional contracts that detail exactly what services you will receive, how much these services will cost, or even proper invoices for completed work. This lack of paperwork means you have little to no recourse if things go wrong. Not to mention that most of these consultants do not carry proper insurance. What happens if incompetence leads to data loss or unnecessary network downtime? There's nothing you can do except deal with the consequences of trying to save a few bucks while working with an amateur. This is not the way to manage your IT infrastructure. Number four, large tech support companies. On the exact opposite end of the spectrum is the massive support company with lots of technicians, many locations, and an entire support team backing up daily operations. Some of these companies are global, while some may only focus on US-based businesses. There are many high-quality companies that fall into this category, and all of them are capable of doing an outstanding job supporting your critical network infrastructure. Nonetheless, there are a few problems with choosing one of these companies to support your network. First is cost. These massive support operations require a lot of capital to stay in business, and that means charging the end customer more money. For large, enterprise-level companies, this isn't a problem, as these businesses tend to have the budget to pay for these services. But what about the SMB? You may not have the capital to afford these expenses. Even if you do, you'll quickly realize the second problem with choosing one of these companies to manage your network. As a small to mid-sized business, you represent only a fraction of the large IT support company's income compared to large enterprises that require constant attention. This means you're likely to get stuck working with junior technicians that are still learning the ropes of the business. the more experienced employees are tasked with managing the networks of larger clients because they represent more profit for the company. You can't really blame the large IT company for taking this approach, as it makes sense from a business standpoint. But dealing with inexperienced technicians presents many of the same problems as dealing with the part-time IT consultant already mentioned. You may not get the best advice. It could take a long time to fix an issue that a more experienced technician could fix in just a few minutes. And you are left feeling like your business doesn't really matter to the company. And when you consider the amount of money you're likely to pay for these services, it really doesn't make sense for the SMB to take this path, if at all possible. There is another issue when it comes to these large tech support companies. Your business might simply be too small for them to consider as a client. Think about local businesses that the community depends on, such as veterinarians, town offices, nonprofits, and doctor's offices. These businesses often deal with highly sensitive personal information, but may only have a handful of computers and a limited budget to spend on IT support services. Does this mean these businesses should rely on substandard support services simply because large IT support businesses can't be bothered? Absolutely not. Fortunately, there is another solution, and it is one that is best suited to SMBs for a variety of reasons. Number 5. Independently owned IT firms. This represents one of the best options for most small to mid-sized businesses for a few reasons. As SMBs themselves, these consulting firms are equipped to deal with the challenges of other businesses without the expensive overhead of larger IT firms. For these locally owned companies, no business is too small, and these consultants realize that every business needs quality IT support at an affordable price. A locally owned IT consulting business should still be large enough to provide fast response times and support at all times, but these businesses are still small enough to provide a more personal experience that works well with other SMB business models. These businesses usually employ a handful of well-trained technicians that work together to solve problems for all clients. In many cases, your business will be assigned a technician who can work to solve the existing problems and plan for future projects. Other technicians are also familiar with your network as well, so even when your primary consultant is sick, on vacation, or otherwise unavailable, there is another equally competent technician available to answer your questions and solve issues if they arise. Independently owned IT firms provide the professionalism you would expect from a larger IT company, such as written contracts, suggested actions that reflect the scope of your business, and fast response times, but typically at a lower cost, and with a personal touch that you simply won't find with any of the other options discussed in this chapter. While there are companies in all the support categories mentioned previously, the independently owned consulting firm is best suited to the majority of SMBs. Even in this space, however, there are well-meaning but incompetent firms that may seem like a good choice at first glance, but quickly prove otherwise through a series of unprofessional actions that make you question what you're paying for in the first place. In the next chapter, you will learn how to choose the best IT consultant for your business based on numerous factors designed to weed out the incompetent and ill-advised consultants that are sure to do more harm than good for your business. This has been IT Freefall Light Edition, written by Nick Bernfeld and Paul Riondo, narrated by Leo Cody. Make sure to visit our website at www.itfreefall.com. There's tons of great information and bonus materials available for download.